But so that really does beg the question of why outcomes were so poor. I've already mentioned the high smoking rates, but also our services were very fragmented. And by that, I mean services within hospitals and between hospitals and the community. It's very interesting now how many people tell me that they were working in multidisciplinary teams 30 years ago, but actually the large majority were not then. So surgeons, pathologists, radiologists, oncologists were not working very much in teams, and we certainly didn't have clinical nurse specialists in those days. So the teamwork within the hospital wasn't there, nor were we working well between secondary and tertiary care or between primary and secondary care. I think there's another element here. There was a huge belief in the country as a whole that our NHS was amongst the best in the world, and I'm quite sure it had been, but I don't think we had noticed that other countries had been improving their health services alongside ours, and so I do think we had become complacent. And when the Eurocare data first came out, the general impression was they can't be right, they can't be right. It is impossible to think that France could have better outcomes than the UK, and so it must be an error in the measurement. And I think the final point I would say is our services were very much more doctor-centred than they were patient-centred. It's quite interesting. The word patient-centred only came into the language about 15 to 20 years ago.